Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Federal Department of Health and Human Services is now recommending counseling for gender confusion. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, Matt, we have the privilege of defending Christian counselors who help these children that are struggling. They don't need hormones. They don't need puberty blockers. They don't need surgery to cut off their parts. They just need to get to the root cause of what's causing their confusion. And granted, there's a lot of things going on in the culture nowadays and schools that are pushing them toward that. But the counselors are just help directing them to get to the root cause. Counseling is the best answer for them.
Yes, and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has now released an exhaustive report citing evidence that puberty blockers, hormones, and mutilating gender surgeries are irreversibly harmful and that counseling is far more effective in treating gender confusion. The report is entitled Treatment for Pediatric Gender Dysphoria. It's a comprehensive 409-page study of the direct evidence and best practices for how the medical community diagnoses and treats children struggling with their gender identity as well as the outcomes. So HHS notes that the report is intended for policymakers, clinicians, therapists, medical organizations, and importantly, patients and their families.
You know, and this is a great sign. I'm so pleased with Secretary Kennedy and what he's doing with the HHS. And this is just the beginning, I believe, to actually acknowledge that this perversion, this agenda, billion-dollar industry, so to speak, that they're trying to push kids toward cutting off their healthy body parts is not the answer, but they need counseling. And I'm so pleased to see that they've come out with this exhaustive report.
Yes, they have. They analyzed 17 systematic reviews known as Umbrella Review, finding that all those studies that they analyzed purported beneficial psychological effects of gender interventions, but they were very low quality. And we have seen this for years because we've been involved in this particular arena since 2011, 2012 is when we started litigating. We were the first in the country to litigate these issues on behalf of counselors and clients. And so what you have are this anecdotal information without longitudinal studies, without blind, double-blind studies, without the proper analysis. Many of these are self-selected, which automatically skews your results instead of taking a sample of individuals. What we found is that for some international studies, it was very clear that this does not work. It actually harms people. If you go back to some of the early days in the United States, Johns Hopkins University was the first SRS clinic, which stands for sex reassignment surgery, which obviously you can't reassign your sex. It's basically plastic surgery. They entered into that and they found after time that there was no benefit to the hormones, puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones. In fact, it was worse because people's underlying psychological mental illness was not addressed. It got worse. And then they realized that they had mutilated their bodies. And there was a higher percentage of suicide on those people that they had done these surgeries on. And consequently, they closed that clinic down.
If you ever look at what these surgeries actually consist of, it's like Frankensteinish stuff.
In the early 2000s, awful. We had a case. It was the first case in the country involving a so-called transsexual who now wants to appear as a man, enter into a, quote, marriage with a biological female in Florida. And we ended up taking the case, and we won 3-0, dissolving that situation of marriage, that fraud that was committed on the clerks in Florida. But in that process, we had a team of summer law students, five of them, all female, that worked diligently on this case. And we encountered things that were just unbelievable for
horrible.
The first time
horrible.
In our lives, delving into this horrible situation,
yeah.
To see some of the images and to see what they do. how they mutilate their body. And the sad thing is, they are trying to find some kind of resolution for something that's happening in their mind. Mm-hmm. Mental stress. They've got a mental stressor. They've got some kind of anxiety, depression. They've got a body image issue. They have real issues that they're dealing with. And now what we have learned since then is that 1 in 5 of those who are going through gender confusion are on the autism spectrum. Mm-hmm. And so they have issues that they're really dealing with and they need help. What we also find now in the studies is that 85%+, depends upon whether it's male or female, resolve naturally if they're confused about their gender. It resolved naturally as they grow up without any counseling intervention whatsoever.
Yeah, because you got puberty. I mean, you got all kinds of things going through your mind and your body in puberty. So
got all your hormones just going crazy sometimes.
It's normal to question things, but you don't start cutting parts off as a result.
So when these kids are experiencing stress, mental stress, they want to resolve it. They're not comfortable. And they go to these counselors and they're getting bad advice and doctors. And frankly, these doctors that cut off these healthy body parts, healthy breast, healthy genitalia, doing all these other unbelievably complex and dangerous reconstruction surgeries, which you can't even really describe on this program, they should be sued. They should face malpractice lawsuits.
Well, like I said earlier, it's a $1 billion industry. And where else do you have the government going into the counselor's office saying, no, you cannot discuss this particular issue? Where else?
Well, you have that with the state laws. You've got, we've struck down 23 of those laws, but there's 87 left. There's a case going before the U.S. Supreme Court in the fall. We're filing a brief on the case. We started this whole litigation in 2012 against California and then New Jersey and then one in Florida at the Court of Appeals that set the case up for the U.S. Supreme Court. I think we'll win those cases at the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll have a decision sometime by the end of June next year. But in the context of these doctors, there are states, about half the states now have laws that protect these minors from puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and mutilating surgeries. And some of those states now allow the minor and the families, and then the minor, once they become an adult, to go after these counselors and doctors particularly that gave them the drugs and cut up their bodies to go after them for medical malpractice lawsuits. And then also, I think there's lawsuits out there going against the pharmaceutical companies for allowing these, as they should. You know, you have all the opioid situations where these pharmaceutical companies and the drugstores were part of this opioid addiction process, and they have to face the consequences in these lawsuits. I think they ought to face consequences in these drugs where they are allowing them for puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones.
There's another case that went before the Supreme Court recently, a counselor in Colorado. Didn't we file amicus brief in that case as well?
That's the case of Childs versus Salazar, and we filed an amicus brief for the petition, and the Supreme Court did agree to take the case. And now the case will be argued sometime in the fall. A briefing is in the process, and we'll file an amicus brief in that case as well. That's the case, I think, that will ultimately strike down these counseling bans. But I think, on the other hand, we need more states to protect minors. And I'm glad to see that this amazing change that elections have and this change with President Donald Trump and then RFK Jr. at the HHS, it's an amazing and welcome change where now they have this 409-page study that comes out and says, look, puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, mutilating surgeries, they don't work. Counseling does work.
Yeah, and this study analyzed 17 systematic reviews. So that's no small little paper. I mean, this is huge. And they all concur that counseling is the answer, not this other agenda.
Yeah, they found that there were no evidence of adverse effects for treating people with counseling, but they found a lot of evidence that there were adverse effects for puberty blockers. Obviously, puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, mutilating surgeries. Puberty blockers will affect the production of your bones and other things, your growth.
Those are created for men dealing with prostate cancer.
Right, and and you have a certain repository of calcium and other things in your bones at a certain age, and then it basically is like your gas tank is full, and over time you age and you lose that. And if you don't have it, you're starting off with a deficit. And that's what this does. So longer term effects of these that have gone through puberty blockers, you're going to have some brittle bones later on in life because of that. Puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, surgeries, they're harmful. This is not the way to treat and abuse children. And in fact, it ignores the underlying issue that continues to manifest itself and is very, very difficult on these people who otherwise need mental health intervention and proper Christian counseling. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/helpkids.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.